Welcome to the Go Procast, where we invite business doers who are changing lives by sharing their stories, their strategies and tactics, and who bravely talk about their failures that actually led to their biggest successes. Now it's time to Go Pro with Jeremy Torres. I want to take a second just to thank everybody who's been contacting me with some support, excitement, and a lot of texts, email, phone calls, and a lot of criticism, a lot of constructive criticism, which I do appreciate. Please keep all of that coming. I look forward to getting your calls, getting your comments, and we want to make this the best podcast it can be. We have decided to call this the Labor to Leader series, lessons that I've learned over time that we're going to be putting into little bite-sized nuggets for you. And hopefully, if you're in a labor position or a supervisory position, this will help you get to the next level like it did for me. I started at the very, very bottom, and I worked my way up through every position basically that there was in the company, all the way up through supervision, management, and ownership. Being part of the leadership team is something that I've always wanted to do, and it's something that is never-ending as far as your learning and giving. And this is part of what I'm doing. This is learning. It's learning how to give. And so thank you for allowing me to do this. And I hope if this is what you want for your career path, that this videos will help you. So with that, tonight's episode is called How to Eliminate Worry. So they say the only thing that's constant in life is change. And if you're not prepared for change emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, you're going to be pretty much playing catch up. What you need to do is change your outlook of change. Change should be a welcome in your life. You should probably take a second and look back and realize that all the changes that you have gone through that you had a lot of unease about has come through in a way that's been a positive impact in your life, that you've come through it stronger and better. So first off, the best way to deal with any sort of change from a mindset point of view is with an outlook of positivity. Most people look at change through a negative lens, and that's because it becomes overwhelming sometimes, the element of the unknown, especially the element of the impact of the unknown. Years ago, I had a very big fear of change. It's because I had a very young family at the time. I joined the cable company at a very young age. Worked through a lot of positions in the cable company from labor to supervisory to management. And as cable companies did back in the 90s and 2000s, we evolved from one company to another company to a third to a fourth. And through each one of those, I did excel and was promoted. However, the last acquisition, when they say there's an old saying, the higher you get in the company, the closer you get to the door. And that was basically what I was feeling. Now, my out was I could always just go back to contracting. That's how I started my career. But I really wanted to stay with the company, and I felt that it would be a step backwards if I had to resort to that. So over time, I was losing a lot of sleep. I probably wasn't the best at anger management. So I ended up consulting a friend of mine, Michael Sabag, who is the regional leadership trainer at the time with the company. And he gave me two pieces of advice. One was a book called Who Moved My Cheese. Very simple, easy to read book about a couple of mice. Very entertaining story about change and how to deal with it. However, the real life-changing advice that Michael gave me was called the Circle of Control. Some people call it the Circle of Influence. And I'm going to tell you about that right now. Basically, it states that the whole world around us is made up of two factors: things we can control and things that we can't. From the people that we choose to allow into our lives, to the food we eat, to our employment status. So the theory is basically made up of three circles. Within these three segments is where everything in your life will fall. Here's what a simple diagram of that would look like. The center is your circle of control, your next ring is your circle of influence, and your outer ring is your circle of concern. We all have the ability to either control or influence different things in our lives. The trick is to identify the things that we cannot control and spend as little time in that area as possible. What's the difference then between influence and control? It's very important to understand the differences between these two groups. To have control of something is to say you have absolute power of an outcome. For example, you can control how much time you spend on social media, looking at all the posts, all the different comments, responding to all them, getting into arguments with people. These are all things that you can control. Something you cannot control is the content. Now, we can influence what our friends post. You can either encourage them to not post negative things and give them some examples of things to post, or better yet, lead by example by just posting things that help people instead of posting things that are rumors and drama and just things that are all bad news and doom and gloom. That's something that's in your control and is also an influence on your friends for seeing the positivity that you're spreading. So control is either an up or down deal. You either have total control of an outcome or you don't. Where would you put, for example, the things that you say to somebody in response to a comment or a question? Is that a control or is it an influence? Well, it's true that you can control what comes out of your mouth, but where you do not have any control over is how they perceive it or how they receive it. They can take what you said and misconstrue it. They can think that you have a different intent or an angle. And so you cannot control how they receive your message. So that makes your words more of an influencer than a control. Now, what you eat, for example, is more of a control item because what you eat will have a direct impact on how you feel and how you look. It's got a direct correlation and there's no outside influence on the outcome. So that's a control item. So let's talk about why the importance of understanding these two items. So we're all familiar with that feeling of the sinking, unknown feeling of change is coming, to not know if things are going to be okay or not. So why do we worry? Dr. Scott Gillum of Psychology Today stated that the main reason for worry is because it's those uncertain times in life that we've gone through and come out the other side in a more positive way. Well, those experiences have been hard keyed into our brain, and now your mind makes worry a part of the success equation. So the fact that we have come through it in the past means that the worry helped us get there. And certainly that feeling of worry does motivate action, which has a big part in getting through change. However, action alone will not guarantee a successful outcome. So what's the cure? The cure is going back to those circles of control, influence, and concern, figuring out what you're really worrying about and listing it in the parts of the circle that they belong. Start with the things you know you can control. Then go to things that you can influence. And finally, spend a lot of time writing all the things you cannot control so you can stop worrying about them. It's also a solid principle to apply in all the other aspects of your life. So you can be most productive by cutting out the time you spend worrying about the things that you have no control over. So here's your challenge. I want you to take a piece of paper, draw your three circles, think of a problem that you need a solution for and that you've been worrying about, and start listing the things that you can control in the middle circle. Second, I want you to start thinking about the things that you can influence that can get you to the point that you want to resolve and list that in the second circle. And lastly, I want you to think about the things that you have no control over at all and write those in the circle of concern. You'll find that when you fill up that third circle, you can go ahead and keep writing on the outside of it because there are so many things in life that you have no control over that you could literally fill reams of paper with. And the sooner you realize how much there is out there that you have no control over, the better off you can be by controlling the things that you can. A lot of times when I can't sleep at night, I'll do just that, a little mini circle of control diagram in my head. And that way I address my worry, I give it its place, and then I put it out of my mind. So I hope that helped, and I want to leave you guys tonight with a quote from the Dalai Lama, and he says, "If there is no solution to the problem, then don't waste your time worrying about it. However, if there is a solution to the problem, then don't waste your time worrying about it." Thanks again for watching. We appreciate you. Like us, follow us, subscribe across all your favorite platforms, and we'll see you again.